USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma administered a lethal injection Thursday to a 60-year-old man, John Marion Grant, who fatally stabbed a prison cafeteria worker 23 years ago. The lethal injection came after the United States Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling Thursday, vacated stays of execution for him and Julius Jones that were put in place a day earlier by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jones's lethal injection is set for November 18th. Just days after President Biden stumped for Virginia governor candidate Democrat Terry McAuliffe, Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin has surged to an 8-point lead in the latest polling in the state. The poll was conducted October 24th through the 27th among 1,212 Virginia registered voters. Just hours after he arrives in Rome, President Biden will meet with Pope Francis on Friday at the Vatican. The two plan to discuss the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and poverty. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Trial attorney Jeff Harris on CNBC said that there's a question of negligence on the Rust movie set following the fatal shooting of the cinematographer.
There's just simply no explanation why that would ever happen. And so it's clear that if you have a live round on a movie set, it's allowed to migrate its way into an operational firearm. That firearm is likely to get pointed in front of somebody. Those are all the kinds of things that clearly spell negligence.
Parents are resisting kids' COVID-19 vaccines.
Most parents in the United States with younger children are in no hurry to get their kids vaccinated from COVID. According to a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents seem concerned about vaccine safety. About 76% of those surveyed say they are very or somewhat concerned about long-term side effects, while 71% are worried about serious side effects of the vaccine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
As the Biden administration is considering paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each member separated when crossing into the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Thursday outlined the Lone Star State's $3 billion border security system on Newsmax, and he feels as if the Biden administration has abandoned the people of Texas.
It's been unbelievable. First, they've abandoned the border. They've abandoned the border counties and the people in those regions, as well as their fellow Americans. Two, they're not enforcing the law. They're not doing their job, but they're even making it worse because I used an executive order to prohibit the movement of migrants across the state of Texas. They filed a lawsuit against me in federal court to stop what I was trying to do to just better contain the health and safety of our own state. So the American government is working against the state of Texas's efforts to secure our border and to keep our own state safe.
Governor Abbott says the border crisis is self-induced by the current administration.
We just appropriated more than $3 billion to secure our own border, and those are Texas taxpayer dollars doing the federal government's job. But listen, we have to do it. We have to step up. We have to secure our border while the federal government twiddles its thumbs. The elections have consequences. We see the consequence of Biden being the president of the United States. We need a change in the administration because this is devastating to the United States.
World Series Game 3 is tonight in Atlanta, Georgia. The Braves and the Astros are tied at one game apiece in the best of seven. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.